This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We continue on listening to the jailhouse phone calls between Stefan Stearns and his parents. We've made it to this one. Stefan, of course, charged in the murder of Madeline Soto and child exploitation for the very long stretch of abuse that he was making young Madeline endure before she lost her life. Just a day after her 13th birthday. Call 9 returns to the themes of trauma and regret. Stefan talks about how he looks physically thin, dark circles, sunken eyes. He sounds more self-aware than before, maybe even, are you getting remorseful? I don't know. Tell me. His mother at one point asks a brutally honest question, did anyone ever abuse you? It's a moment of heartbreaking clarity. She's searching for an explanation, something, anything that would make this easier to understand. And the implications of that question are enormous. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments as we take a listen.
You may begin.
Hey, Stefan. Hey.
Yeah.
You called and the phone just... Last a call coming in, and then it just hung up.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah, I figured I'd call my mom after I tried you 3 times, so.
Yeah.
Oh, how you guys doing?
How are you? What are you up to?
Not much. I got a late start at calling you this evening, so I'm probably only going to get the one call.
Well, where have you been all week?
I've been here, you know, so...
I know that, but took you all week to call. You couldn't get access to the phone.
I've been mostly sleeping the days and nights away. I've been feeling so tired lately.
Okay.
What's that?
I said okay.
Yeah, I don't know. How are you guys holding up?
Okay, same old, same old.
Well, no, we're balls to the wall, getting ready because she's having 8 puppies.
Oh, wow, okay. Wow, that is,
If we write you a note, can you come over and help?
What's that?
If we write you a note, can you come over and help?
Oh, you know, that'd be great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a while back, some of the nurses or officers were talking to each other like, let's just take the day off today. And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. You know what, guys? Let's all just take the day off today and come back tomorrow.
That'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they save so much money if they just put everybody an ankle bracelet and let them go home.
Well, you know, that would be counterproductive because they want people to suffer.
So you're going to suffer enough once you go to prison that if you're just in jail waiting trial, I don't know why you can't be on an ankle bracelet and come home.
Because suffer.
Suffer. Okay. Yeah, we suffer too. We suffer right along with you.
Yeah. If I went home, that'd be, you know, too tempting for me to do something and not go to trial, probably. So they want to make sure that they have their eyes on me at all times.
Well, then why is it in a bracelet?
But, you know, it's fine. I wouldn't waste too much energy having any sort of grudge or hurt feelings against her. She's suffering too in her own way, so...
Not as much as you are, sweetheart.
Well, you know, she lost her daughter.
Yeah?
Her whole world was turned upside down, too. You know?
And you lost, you know, a wonderful person that she loved, too.
Yep. But everyone's world got turned upside down by this. No one is having a good time here. Just remember that, you know?
Has she tried to call you, or have you called her?
No. In fact, I'm under a strict no contact order during at least the trial. I'm not legally not supposed to contact her at all.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much standard operating procedure.
Okay.
I'm almost kind of glad you guys aren't able to visit me or haven't come to visit me because I feel like if you were to see my face, you guys would be a lot more concerned.
Why? Did somebody beat you up?
No, it's hard to get beat up in isolation, but I am very thin and my eyes are sunken in and I've got dark circles under my eyes and I look like hell.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's just very drawn and sort of emaciated look, and even the social workers said, they came to visit me on Monday and they said, it looks like I'd lost more weight. So, I have no idea how much I weigh now, but I can see myself getting thinner.
How's the fund holding up?
Well, I saw that you put $30 in there last Friday that we talked. I hadn't made any orders since then, though. So I just got the off today and saw that. So as of today, there was $16 left. But I did need to make an order. So actually, if you get a chance, I need to drop about $50 or so in there if you can.
All right.
I ordered a buttload more coffee, a few more hard candies, some squeeze of saltines, but I needed to get some hygiene items as well, so I got some dandruff shampoo and some washcloths.
Okay. Did you get the books yet?
No. To that effect, Dad, were you ever able to follow up with the people at the mailroom and find out what's going on?
Yeah, we found out that the address that was given us is the wrong address, and so now we have the correct address, and so now we're trying to chase down where the order is so that we can get those books returned and order new books for you.
Really? Damn, what the hell? It was in the inmate handbook. I guess they need to update this stupid inmate handbook. So what, do you have to send the books to this actual address here at the jail?
Yep.
Wonderful.
And they had already returned the Cotta book. So I guess whoever at the other part of the Osceola...
No. I remember we were double ordered the books. That was the last book I returned.
Oh, okay.
Because I took it to Staples, and then it's, oh, no, this isn't us.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Never mind.
Okay, so I guess...
Just ignore that.
Once you get the book sent to this address, they should get through then.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess it's a good thing we figured that out, I guess. I don't know why they haven't updated this stupid handbook.
Me either.
That's pretty silly. They're handing everybody this thing, and it's got the wrong information.
Well, I found a file folder that had your operative report from Irvine when they did your kidney, so we're sending that to your attorneys.
Okay.
Sarasota Hospital, I still don't have anything on, but apparently since there was a lawsuit and it was finished, we can go through Rebecca or somebody can go through the Sarasota County Clerk's Office to get that complete transcript of that.
Okay.
So they need to jump on that and do that, but I've got this operative report here that you were going to, you were looking at the Navy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send that, and I found your original high school diploma.
Oh, cool.
And your original birth certificate, and we now have three here at the house for you.
It's good to have spares.
I just made the deposit for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I got some more root beer barrels in that order, some Starlight Mints, and I also ordered some butterscotch discs just to change it up a little bit, too.
Oh, I love butterscotch.
Yeah, you know, I figure the old man candies are probably the ones that don't sell out the fastest.
Old man candies?
Yeah, the root beer barrels, butterscotch, the mint, you know.
What sells out the fastest?
What's that?
What sells out the fastest?
Jolly Ranchers, sour fruit balls.
Oh, okay.
Things like that.
Gotcha.
Of course, I order for the sour fruit balls just in case they're actually back in stock. I'd like to try them out at some point.
So you know what Jolly Ranchers are like, so.
Oh, yes. They're delicious, which is, you know, why I'm really bummed that I can pretty much never freaking get them.
They have lemon drops?
Yeah, they have like lemon heads, lemon drops.
Oh, okay.
But they're more expensive.
You must be pursing your lips when you get those.
Well, I haven't gotten any because they're over $2 for a pack of them.
Oh, okay. And
are you talking about one of those little box packs or a bag?
I'm not sure. I guess I could order them to find out, but I'd rather get stuff that I know I'm getting better bang for my buck.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Okay. I can't believe it took you going to jail to learn how to budget.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Silver linings.
Yeah, if there is one.
Yeah, it took me going to jail to have some clarity on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, about what's really most important in life, about how cavalier and careless I've been, and with all the people and things and whatnot that I love and enjoy, and...
Can I ask you a personal question, Stefan?
Sure.
Did anybody ever abuse you sexually?
I don't know about abuse, but, I mean, it was kind of sexualized early on.
By who?
Kids in the neighborhood. I had my first French kiss when I was 6 years old. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Remember Nick Poland on Fall Stars Court?
Was it him?
No, it was his sister.
Oh.
Samantha.
Uh-huh.
We were all playing hide and seek. I hid the closet. She found me and planted one on me, and there was her tongue.
Well, she had her mother as a great example.
Well, she was also like a year or two older than us, so who knows what the hell was going on there.
Yeah, she was just experimenting. Somebody told her about it. She was trying it.
And then, of course, you know, a lot of the kids in the neighborhood used to go around flashing, and me included. You know, girls used to flash me and stuff, and... I don't know, it was a weird time. The 90s were a weird time.
Yeah, it's pretty promiscuous.
Yeah. I mean, even the next door neighbor, Diane, used to, you know, show me what she had going on, so.
Who's Diane?
In California.
The old lady next door?
Her daughter.
Oh.
Her granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
But, anyway. So.
Well, it's just that, you know, they say that sometimes when you know, like children, that you have been an abused child, and it was intimated that perhaps we had abused you in some way.
No, he has never did. And strictly speaking, I'm not actually into younger people like that. As you know, I don't even like most kids, so it's just hard to get a generalized attraction towards any of them.
Was it just her, or was it other people as well?
I can't get into specific details, but no, it was not a thing with anybody. It was
All right, got it.
I don't want to get too much into details or.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Confirm or deny anything officially, anything that could possibly be used against me. I mean, I haven't seen the inside of the courtroom yet, so it would be kind of stupid to be making anything that could be construed as an admission of guilt.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering who I needed to go mama bear on if they had hurt you as a child.
No, unfortunately, shit was just weird back in the 90s, and unfortunately I got exposed to all that stuff pretty early on.
Okay.
But none of it was your guys' fault.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Well, I would hope you'd feel better. You have nothing to feel bad about in that regard. I mean, you might have been a little more heavy on the discipline than I would have cared for, but,
Well, that's what I had for an example of when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't treat you as bad as my mother treated me, so.
Yeah.
And you probably would have been a better father.
But, anyway, there's no point in getting into that.
No.
You know, a while back, I would have joked around and said, hey, but I turned out fine, but I can't really say that right now.
Okay.
So,
No, can't say that.
But, I'm praying every day and still holding out hope and praying to Jesus and asking for his help and his mercy and asking him to help deliver me from this if it's possible, and to continue to give me the strength to endure it and get through it, and to continue watching out for her and take care of her.
There's no problem with she's in the best place she can be, if not here.
Yep.
1 minute remaining.
I'm sorry.
These things go so fast.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to be able to call you again tonight just because it's already really late, and by the time the cool-down period is over, it's going to be like 10 minutes until the phone system shuts off.
Okay, darling. Try again.
I will call you back tomorrow evening, though, and I'll try to get an earlier start at it, okay?
Okay, love you.
I love you, too, Mama Bear. I love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
What'd you get out of that one? Tell me in the comments. I think that one felt a little quieter than the rest, not in volume, but in tone, more reflective, more raw. There's no fireworks there, just exhaustion, really. Kind of emotional paralysis setting in, I think, with Mom and Dad. You can hear it in his mother's voice when she asks about old childhood friends. You can hear it in Stefan's voice when he starts to talk about early sexual experiences with detachment and discomfort. They're all carrying grief now, and it is heavy. Parents, rightfully so, carrying grief. Stefan, not so much. You're an adult, you made choices, and you said, it's a good idea to go and abuse that little girl. And quite likely kill her. That's what he's charged with. Tell me in the comments what your thoughts are on this case and that call. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this. It's a podcast, or if you're watching us on YouTube, press subscribe there as well so you don't miss any of our coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.